It's Friday, April 16th, 2021. I'm Tanya Harris, and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online, since they aren't allowed to talk about it in person. Yesterday, President Biden imposed sanctions on over 30 Russian citizens and businesses in response to their efforts to hack into U.S. systems, including during last year's elections. This move was long expected after Putin lost in November. Mitch McConnell is now claiming Democrats only care about power and that they want to pack the Supreme Court and destroy its legitimacy to guarantee the rulings liberals want. I can't imagine who they might have gotten that idea from. Can you, Mitch? Arkansas is following in Georgia's footsteps with the legislature approving new voting restriction bills. Corporations are already threatening to pull their businesses from the state. That is, until they realize no one has any business in Arkansas. Buckingham Palace has announced that during Prince Philip's upcoming funeral services, the Queen will pause momentarily to gaze upon the coffin of her husband of 70 years as it is lowered. You know, it's moments of spontaneous romance like that everyone will be tuning in for. Liberty University is suing Jerry Falwell Jr. for millions of dollars in damages over the sex scandal that caused him to step down as president of the university last year. Thankfully, being such a proudly religious man, Jerry already knows that the Lord giveth, and in this case, he's sure gonna take it away. Dogecoin stock value more than doubled yesterday, peaking at almost 30 cents. If you're one of the lucky owners of Dogecoin, congratulations on your new wealth. And if you don't own any Dogecoin, congratulations on being able to get laid. Just one day after he came out as gay, Netflix announced a new reality series focused on former Bachelor star Colton Underwood. The working title? The Confirmed Bachelor. It was announced that Fast and Furious 9 will be released in China 5 weeks before its U.S. debut. This way, Americans will be able to stream it illegally 5 weeks earlier than expected. Disney says that demand for tickets for the soon-to-be-reopened Disneyland are so high that customers are waiting for up to 10 hours online for park tickets. You had to expect a demand considering that with each park admission, visitors are being offered a special Disney commemorative case of COVID. After delaying several months due to the COVID-19 crisis, a federal judge has finally approved R. Kelly being moved from Chicago to New York in order to face sex trafficking charges. Kelly tried to appeal the decision by citing travel concerns during a pandemic, but unfortunately, the judge told him, "I believe you can fly." Now, let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily cast and crew roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Aiello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Daily crew and our very special Friday panelists, the host of the podcast, I Hate Musicals, Kyle and Megan. Let's go around and say hello to everyone watching at home or listening to our TMI Daily podcast. Let's start with you, Kyle. How are you guys doing with your podcast? Do you have any new episodes coming out?
We have one where it's in editing right now, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. We're hoping it should be out next week, I believe. Megan, is that the schedule?
That's correct. And spoiler alert, we hate it.
Great. Megan, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
Good to have you guys back. Pete.
I love musicals. Just thought I'd say that.
But do you love that musical?
How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying? I actually saw that, I think, on the West End in London, like about 10 years ago. And it was okay. I mean, like, really. I don't remember it incredibly well, but I know it was pretty good. I mean, I guess.
I believe the subtitle is How to Get Away with Stuff If You're a White Dude.
Pretty much.
Isn't that the subtitle of everything? They give us a manual for that. So, I mean. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything.
You're fine, Joe.
Thanks so much.
Now the chip in your arm is going to explode.
Huh. I actually saw it with Matthew Broderick, and I thought he was great. The musical was just like, eh. but he was really good in it. I'm Joe.
Hi, everyone listening on Google Podcasts, and a very happy National Eggs Benedict Day. It is also the weirdly National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, which I made before COVID came, and now I guess everybody's just celebrating that every day. And the also really weirdly National Healthcare Decision Day, which is only in America because you have to make the decision of, should I go get healthcare or should I pay rent and eat? Because fucking American healthcare.
I mean, enough said there. I mean, it, you know, healthcare would be nice, but I guess that would also mean we live in a communist dystopia. Just kidding. That's fucking ridiculous. Everybody deserves healthcare. Yeah. I'm hopefully going to buy a couch this weekend, root for me, that I find one I like and that it's available and not being held overseas due to COVID restrictions.
Danny.
Hello, everybody. It's also National Selena Day.
So anything for Selena's.
Exactly. Anything for Selena's. So after this show, I'll be putting on HBO Max and watching the 97 movie.
We're actually seeing it at a drive-in tonight here in LA. I forgot where it was.
I don't know, somewhere. Krispy Kreme. I was going to say where it was. Like, no, I don't know.
And Krispy Kreme is giving a free donut to anyone that has Selena airbrushed on their car. So, nice. Go on out.
You can go out of business.
Hey, did you want to add something? I thought you wanted to say something.
Who, me?
Megan. Oh, I thought Megan wanted to say something.
No. Oh, no. Just basically, yeah, Krispy Kreme is giving out too many free donuts.
It's because they're a drug front and the donuts aren't even that good.
There's no such thing as too many free donuts.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. And Stuart.
How's it going, everybody? Happy Friday.
Okay.
So what's up with your hair? What's going on there?
It's still wet. I showered.
I told you, he's George McFly from...
It takes so long to dry because it's like...
Thick and luxurious, I feel you.
Yeah, it's just, it was like an hour and a half ago. I got a shower.
And you're in Florida.
What?
I've never seen your hair this long. Is your hair long enough to be put in a ponytail?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be like a shortish ponytail, and it'd look stupid, obviously. But
you'd look like a young colonial tradesman.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I'd look.
No, he doesn't.
I get one of those the tricorn hats and like a musket.
There you go. Yeah,
and just a very deep hatred of the British.
7 years, and I'll earn my indentured servitude contract.
7 years, and I'll be a free man. I can go west.
I think Stuart's starting to look more like a young Natalie Portman.
No, he looks like
here's
if you called,
you may say that as an insult, but
no,
I
she's
love
a very attractive
Portman.
Young lady. Yeah. Well, not even long. She's not
he
young.
Looks like if you called AAA and he showed up in a tow truck, you'd be like, "I'll just wait for the next one."
And to be fair, no one has as much grease in their hair as Crispin Glover in Back to the Future. So I think that one is just a little.
I have no product in my hair. My shit's all natural.
Stuart, they're just jealous. The guys
are it is. They're all jealous of my hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially Joe.
I have no product in my hair. That's not true. I use beard softener.
Okay, so let's start tonight's show. It's award season here in Los Angeles, and that means that fans get to watch rich and famous people pat each other on the back for their work. Well, here at TMI Daily, we're not big fans of patting anyone famous on the back. So tonight, we present the 2021 F. Mary Kill Awards. The only award show where the audience is so famous. We have 30 categories: television, music, and pop culture. With each category, we will decide which nominees we like occasionally for a good time, which we can't live without, and which we would be more than happy to say goodbye to. So let's start with our first category. Peter?
Okay, well, the first category is famous forever. Celebrities who've been famous for a long, long time.
And the nominees are Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Michael Robert, Tom Cruise, or Robert De Niro.
The one problem. Play the music over her. We can't hear.
We cannot hear her.
Okay, so I'm showing everyone. I was asking everyone earlier if you can.
Well, you were just like, is this too loud? And then no one was talking with the music.
The external. You know what? We really should just go through this early in the show before we actually come live.
Okay. Sorry, South Korea.
Nominees again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, say it again. And the nominees are.
Well, do you know the category? Why don't we start it all over again?
Okay, the category is famous forever. Celebrities who have been famous for a long, long time.
And the nominees are Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts, Tom Cruise, or Robert De Niro.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I want to start tonight with Kyle. Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Remember, this is F, marry, kill. So out of that group,
there's more than three, though.
That's the hard part. We have to get it down to three, and then we vote.
And then don't care.
My marry and kill are very easy from that list. I'm marrying Meryl Streep because woman is a tour de force. No one needs Tom Cruise. We're good. He can go away. Oh, who? I feel like Julia Roberts is just the appropriate F on this one. With I'm about to look real dumb here. She was Pretty Woman, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Yeah. So that just makes
at least up until about 10 years ago.
How dare you?
But yeah, that's where I'm going. Meryl Streep is Mary because she is just the cream of the crop talent. Tom Cruise has been here long enough, he can go away. And my F goes to Julia Roberts.
Okay. Anybody want to interject here? Or Danny, what about you?
Well, agree with two out of the three that Kyle said. Definitely the F would be Julia Roberts. You know, she's good sometimes. She's not good other times. But I would do away with Robert De Niro. I'm not a big fan. And I actually think the Mission Impossible series is what saves Tom Cruise because the movies are actually really good. And definitely marry Meryl Streep. That's all.
What about Tom Hanks? What happens to Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Mm.
Is he just off in the void?
That is America's dad.
Yeah, if I may.
Yeah, see, I would definitely keep Hanks in that group. I
mean, yeah.
I'm marrying Tom Hanks.
I'm marrying Hanks.
Yeah, I'd have to marry Hanks.
Marry Hanks.
I'm with that too. Marry Hanks as well. Yeah.
But why don't we vote, Veronica?
Meryl Streep could play Tom Hanks. That's who she is.
Okay.
I have a controversial opinion. I say kill Meryl Streep because I think she's fucking overrated, and I can justify it with a quote from Katharine Hepburn: "You see the wheels turning all the time."
I have a problem.
Meryl Streep is really good at playing the characters that she plays, but she only plays one type of character.
Thank you, Stuart.
I don't agree, but I think you killed Meryl Streep is because she really doesn't do that many great movies anymore. Like, all the movies she does are kind of like Meryl Streep movies.
But, like, does she need to? She's Meryl Streep.
I get that, but what I'm saying is we're talking about today, now. You know, you got
it's been diminishing returns for a very long time.
Into the Woods, that was just a whole mistake. So,
which thing?
I'm saying Into the Woods was just a whole mistake for everybody. Yeah.
And Devil Wears Prada was not a typical Meryl Streep movie,
except Emily Blunt.
If we kill Tom Cruise, we're going to end up with the Scientology snipers going after us. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I'd rather leave him in the void.
I'll take my chances with the aliens.
I'll take my chances as well. So let's vote, guys. Okay. So who says, how are we doing this, Pete?
So this is how we're going to do it. So so let's say for F, you're going to raise your hand on who you would F. Tom Hanks. Anybody? No. Meryl Streep. Anybody? Julia Roberts? Okay. Well, it looks like Julia Roberts is going to win that one, but hold on. Let's try it. So let's just keep going. Tom Cruise or Robert De Niro?
This Sorry, I love De Niro.
Well, actually, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna lose anyway.
I was gonna
flip.
Go
sorry, Street, I'm so. Gonna I'm gonna flip on everybody, and I'll do De Niro because I don't get Goodfellas. I don't get Goodfellas
without him.
Make it a tie.
Is it a tie? No, because actually, I was voting Meryl Streep on the F. So De Niro won that one just because Elizabeth switched sides. So we're effing Robert De Niro. Okay, so Barry, Tom Hanks, anybody?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh, I think Tom Hanks won. So okay, Tom Hanks won that one. And so here we go with Kill. It's got to either be Meryl Streep. Oh, actually, I voted already. So, I'll give Meryl Streep, kill her. Julia Roberts. Anybody? Tom Cruise. Okay, well, it looks like Tom Cruise. So
enjoy your visit from David Miscavige, guys. Tell me how Shelley is.
Enjoy your visit with Mrs. Miscavige, because that's where we're going to end up.
Let me know how Shelley's doing.
So the winners for this category,
supporting Tom Cruise.
The F goes to Robert De Niro. The Mary goes to Tom Hanks, and the Kill goes to Tom Cruise. Thank you, everybody, for playing.
Okay, there's only 29 more of these
categories. We're gonna zoom past this. I'm gonna stop us in two minutes.
The person that does is the one that reads the winners.
Yeah, it just
was okay. Weird. That's fine. Okay, the second
whatever category. Whatever gets done fastest.
We're moving on. They're worth how much? Now let's move on to billionaires.
Ugh.
The nominees are Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, or Kanye West.
Can we kill all of them?
See, there you go. There's a thought. But okay, so Megan, why don't we start with you? So if you had to F one of the billionaires, who would it be?
Bill Gates is at least open about his philanthropy, and I got Pfizer, so you know. I'm loyal.
So you're for a good time you're going to Bill Gates is what you're saying. That's not Mary. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right, Mary. I think Bill Gates is Mary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's steady. He's steady enough.
What about
to marry.
You on this? Which one would you marry, Danny? Danny.
I would kill Kanye West.
I didn't ask you. Okay, so you're killing Elizabeth.
I'm good without Kanye.
Not you literally had the chance, Danny.
You have to make sure, literally, not kill him in real life.
Okay, so Elizabeth, which one of them would you marry? Which billionaire?
Yeah, I'm going Bill Gates on the marriage thing. I think that'll.
Joe, you got a point of view on this one?
I agree with the marriage on Bill Gates. I'm going to say F. Warren Buffett, because he's also a huge philanthropist, and he does actually help the regular. Like, he tries to help the regular person on what to invest and things like that. He's a very, I think he's a very kind of down to earth billionaire. But kill, I want Elon Musk.
Yeah, gone. Fucking kill that dude. He's not only, dangerous.
Like,
everything
is all about just him and just I don't care about your Tesla.
Did you see that crazy fucking tunnel he designed?
Yeah,
he designed some tunnel where you draft your, you can't open the doors.
Stewart.
Here's my counterpoint. I think it's good to have somebody that everybody like hates, like a Jeff Bezos. Like nobody likes Jeff Bezos, and I think it's kind of good for us to have a united disdain for somebody. So I think F Jeff Bezos. Because then every once in a while, people all come together in our hatred for Jeff Bezos.
He doesn't do anything, though. He doesn't provide anything.
No, Elon Musk is a straight-up Bond villain.
Okay,
secret tunnels and has rocket ships? He's a Bond villain. Kill him.
We got to go and vote, because this is going to take way too long. Okay, so here we're going to do this. So, Veronica, I'll just call these out here.
That's fine.
So... For F, let's raise your hand if you want Warren Buffett. Okay, so we got. Oh, wait, it looks like Warren Buffett won that one without even having to go any further. Okay,
congratulations.
Okay,
I'm flying out to Omaha right now. Get ready, Warren.
So, Barry, who would marry Elon Musk? Anybody? No. Okay.
God, I hope not. I'm not ever talking.
Gates. Grimes, Canadian singers.
Yes, I see Grimes.
Hey, who is this?
Bill Gates.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Bill Gates.
We have quorum.
And kill. Here's your options to kill. either Elon Musk. No, I'm not going to kill him. Jeff Bezos or Kanye West. Okay, wait, so I think
there was a two-way tie between Bezos and Musk.
Okay, yeah, but so, you know Elon Musk can't get me a headphone shipped overnight, so fuck Elon Musk. Kill him.
Yeah, I'm going. Okay,
I'm gonna switch my vote to Elon Musk. So we do have a winner then. So the winners of that category are to F, we have Warren Buffett. To marry, we've got Bill Gates, and to kill, Elon Musk.
Okay. Only if he doesn't try to kill us first.
He might.
He might.
Okay, so let's move on. Veronica, read the next one.
Okay, the next category is not again. Shows and syndication. We have Friends, Seinfeld, The Simpsons, I Love Lucy, and The Big Bang Theory.
Ooh.
Okay, so, the kill is pretty easy, guys. Come on.
So which one would you kill then, Elizabeth?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Veronica,
I never got in Friends.
Which one would you marry in that group, Veronica?
Oh, I wonder which one. I Love Lucy. My favorite.
Well, you know, the audience doesn't know which one you're going to want. Okay, and, Kyle, how about you? Which one would you F?
This is going to sound bad. I'm a sucker for 90s nostalgia. So, Friends is all right here and there when you're hungover or not feeling well. You're like, oh man, that was cringy.
They'll be there for you.
Okay, so wait, Joe, you got a point before we go to vote?
No, yeah, you F is The Simpsons. Yeah. The Simpsons have been around forever, but they always are on point. They're still a funny show. They always have like you can find a meme or a clip for whatever argument you need to make in The Simpsons over the amount of time they've been here. So I'm going to go with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's vote at this point. So for the F, who votes for Friends? Anybody? Okay, we got two Friends. Seinfeld, anybody? No? The Simpsons. The Simpsons won that category right there. So, for Mary, we've got Friends. No, Seinfeld, anybody? Oh, okay, we got one from Stewart. I Love Lucy. Oh, I Love Lucy won that one.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, and Kill, we're down to Friends. Anybody kill Friends? Oh, wait, Stewart and Megan are both killing Friends. Seinfeld, anyone? Big Bang Theory. Okay, so that means that the winners of this category are... for F, we've all got The Simpsons. For Mary, it's I Love Lucy. And to Kill, it's Big Bang Theory. This is just moving along swimmingly now.
Sure.
Okay, Veronica, the next category.
Okay, the next category is capitalizing on humor. This category has to do with political comedians. So we have, this one's going to be tough. Bill Maher, Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, John Oliver, or John Stewart? Can I start with this one?
Yes, you can, Veronica. You start. Okay.
So again, Mary's the one that we just can't live without, right?
Like, yeah, that's the one you can't live without.
So for me, it would be John Oliver, because I think he's just incredible. The way nobody delivers jokes the way that man can. So that's my vote.
I was going to say that too.
Stewart, you had your hand up.
For me, Mary's John Stewart for sure. Kill is Bill Maher.
Kill Bill, yeah. I was going to say kill Bill Maher.
Everybody kill Bill Maher.
But if you marry John Stewart, you'd be Stewart Stewart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Megan, and I don't care.
Megan, what's going on in your head?
I'd say F Trevor Noah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
I do like Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that one, too.
Okay, so we've got a pretty good consensus. So let's vote here. So to F, does anybody want to F Bill Maher? I guess if you're not a black woman looking to be a celebrity in Hollywood, that would be no. Because that's the only dates black women. That's why I'm saying
I thought he went to the Playboy Mansion a bunch and just picked up blondes.
Every one of his girlfriends.
Aren't they usually way younger than him too?
He likes, well, because he's 65. So
yeah, he's old enough to be. at least half of our dads here. So
okay, so there's no takers to F. Bill Maher, Trevor Noah, F. Trevor Noah. Anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, oh, it looks like Trevor Noah is our F. Okay. So so Mary, we're back to Bill Maher. Anybody? Anybody want to marry Bill Maher? Okay. No. Samantha B. Anybody? Oh wait. Okay, we got two. Kyle and Megan are marrying Samantha B. Okay, John Oliver, marry. Oh, John Oliver has won that. Okay, so we're down to kill. Down to kill. So our kill choices are either Bill Maher.
Okay.
We all just said 30 seconds ago.
He was on the firing squad and they were just waiting to get in those last few bullets. I like that. They were waiting, a little hesitation.
Let me just point out that a significant number of those people, Sam B., John Oliver, Trevor Noah, they're all John Stewart disciples. Let me just point that out.
They already voted Stewart.
Stewart.
So then the winners of that category were to F, we have Trevor Noah. To marry, we have John Oliver. And to kill, sorry, Bill Maher.
Sorry, Bill.
Nah.
My mom watches him like every week and then complains. I'm like, stop watching him. He just makes you mad. Because she kind of, he's liberal enough and we agree with him generally, but then she's like, he's so annoying. I'm like, just stop watching him. That's, stop calling me and telling me how much
I'm waiting for the desired new rule where he gets canceled.
I mean, they're the same age. They're both in their 60s.
Okay, so let's move on to our next category. Veronica, take it away.
Okay, the next category is having a ball, and these are athletes. We have LeBron James, Tom Brady, Megan, was it Rapinoe? Mike Trout or Serena Williams? Oh, I know who I'll
What was that one before Serena Williams?
Mike Trout.
So anybody want to start with this? Anybody? Oh, wait, Danny, go ahead. Let's hear.
Mary, the greatest. Of course.
But the greatest of what? Because I could
actually be surprised with me. I'm going to say Serena Williams.
Okay. You say Tom Brady, I'm going to fucking slap you.
Kill Tom Brady.
As the New Englanders.
Absolutely kill Tom Brady.
He's a
secret
MAGA
dude, man.
No, hang on. I would have normally, like last year, I would have agreed with you, but he signed with the Buccaneers, which is my football team, and took us to a Super Bowl. So
don't be swayed by his bullshit.
Maybe I don't know. I don't even know just yet.
Here's the thing.
Looks like Dexter. Make him go away.
There's nothing I love more than watching Tom Brady
in his own house. Bye.
Okay, so let's vote. Yeah,
but we're not done.
I think we are, because I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Like,
we didn't say
anything. Yeah, who are we going to F?
I would say F Mike Rapinoe. And I would say F Mike Trout just because he's the best baseball player out there, but he just hasn't delivered when it matters. But he really is the best player out there.
I'm not going to say F Mike Trout, but I am going to say F Mike Trout.
Okay, so here we go. So for F, does anybody want to take LeBron James? Anybody?
For F,
yes. Tom Brady. No. Megan Rapinoe. Okay, so we've got four Fs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll refer to.
Okay, so Megan Rapinoe has won that for the F. Okay, Mary, here's LeBron James again. Okay, so there's three for LeBron. Tom Cruise. No.
Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise. He killed him.
He's dead.
He came back as a quarterback.
Damn, Scientology. Power
of Scientology. He's the Tom Brady quarterback, though.
These things. Okay, so Tom Brady.
Scientology put him in a sports category.
Mike Trout. Anybody? Serena Williams. Okay, well, Serena has won the marry and kill. Do I have to ask anybody? Tom Brady. Okay, Tom Brady has won that.
LeBron James.
Okay, so the winners for that category were...
Check him out, Danny.
To LeBron F. James. Everybody would like to F Megan Rapinoe. Sorry. Serena Williams will all marry, and then Tom Brady is a dead man.
Damn straight.
We mean that figuratively. We're not saying that...
damn straight figuratively as well.
So okay, listen, if your name is Tom,
we all of them figuratively.
Well game.
Yes.
No, we all married Tom Hanks.
Oh, wait a second, I just realized the audience just showed up. Right, audience?
We didn't hear it, Peter.
Sorry, the audience is we're under COVID-19 restrictions, man. So
yeah,
we don't have an audience.
This is a COVID-friendly award show.
Let's keep it moving, guys. Let's go. Okay, the next category is I got up for this. This category has to do with morning shows.
Oh, God.
So the nominees are Good Morning America, the CBS Morning News, Live with Kelly and Ryan, The View, or The Today Show. I've got mine clear.
Okay, which is the which is
Monica? What you got yours? What would it be?
I would kill Live with Kelly and Ryan because I cannot stand Ryan Seacrest. And Mary, it would have to be The View because I am a fan of the show and I watch it every morning. So
which of the other shows would you F?
For F, I think I would probably the CBS Morning News because you know you got to keep up with.
You got Gail, right?
Who's on
each one? Because I don't really watch morning shows.
Well, you got like Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos and Michael Strahan on. Why I can't believe I know that on Good Morning America.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got that Craig Melvin and isn't that Hoda on the?
No, Hoda's on Today. You think
she's on the Today
You're
show.
You're thinking of the Today Show.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Oh.
And then CBS Morning is Gail King and other people who. Can't kind of rotate in and out.
I still blame Ryan Seacrest for the Kardashians, so that's why I hate him so much.
Yes. Okay. So let's vote here. So does anybody want to F Good Morning America? Okay. Good Morning America got F'd.
Sure. Okay. How can you go from like these perfect journalists, and then you've got Michael Strahan?
I love Michael Strahan.
And somehow it works. Yeah. So you got to enjoy that.
I hate him as a player. Love him as a personality.
Yeah, he's got charisma, and he's very likable too. I think.
Okay, so for the Mary, here's our options: the CBS Morning News. Anybody? No. Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ugh. The View. And the Today Show.
Wow.
I just always watch the Today Show.
Mine's a write-in, the Channel 4 team.
No,
in the morning.
I mean, I would have voted for Good Morning America for Mary.
Okay, well, we got to still kill somebody.
We all know who we're going to kill.
So our options are CBS Morning News. Anybody? Live with Kelly and Ryan. Okay, shockingly. And the winner of that category are for the F, it's Good Morning America. For the Mary, it's the Today Show. And to kill, of course, is Kelly and Ryan. And that could go figuratively. But if it goes in real life, I'm not going to be upset. But we had nothing to do with it. Okay, so we're moving on.
Okay, the next category. This one might be a controversial one. The Walking Dead, canceled celebrities. And the nominees are Johnny Depp, Hilaria Baldwin, J.K. Rowling, Armie Hammer, or Woody Allen.
Oh my God.
Okay, there's one redeemable on there.
Why don't you start then? Go ahead.
I think Johnny Depp is redeemable because I think it's people jumped on that before actually listening to his side of the story, and he got very much screwed over at that end of the deal.
Kill J.K. Rowling. She ruined my childhood.
Yeah, I think Johnny Depp is like, I mean, I think they're both crazy is what it boils down to.
That is also true.
That's my thinking.
I mean, you really, oh wait, Stuart, go ahead.
I'm going to marry Hilaria Baldwin because it's just so funny to me. I think it's much less malicious than the others, but it's just so ridiculous that I think it's so funny.
I'll fuck with that. You know?
It brings me joy to hear her. Say cucumber. And that's just
how you say a cucumber.
See, me personally, I didn't like Armie Hammer when he wasn't a cannibal. So I definitely don't like
him. He's always been a cannibal.
I didn't know he was a cannibal. Like he was not, like, if I saw Armie Hammer in the credits of a movie, it wasn't my deciding factor to watch that film.
Armie Hammer wants to eat people, and I like him a whole lot better right now than J.K. Rowling.
That's interesting. That's kind of, that's, yeah.
Cannibalism is more appealing than transphobia.
How fucked up do you have to be to go from beloved children's book author to everybody hates you more than a cannibal?
Okay, so let's go.
All it takes is a Twitter account.
Now remember, this one, you're bringing somebody back from the dead on this one because you're going to marry one of these people. So F, Johnny Depp. Anybody? No. Oh, wait, Stuart, is it F?
I like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Stuart will F Johnny Depp. Hilaria Baldwin. Anybody?
It's just so funny.
Okay. J.K. Rowling.
Oh, we got a
fourth one. Okay, so Hilaria Baldwin is one because we.
We tried, Army. Okay.
So Mary. Here's your Mary choices. Whoa. Johnny Depp.
Well, okay. I guess I'll vote for.
Okay, I guess Johnny Depp already got that.
Only because I want to feel pretty like Amber Heard.
Very reluctantly.
Can I take a break so I can shower briefly?
Yeah.
It's time to kill somebody. So is it going to be?
I think we all know who's getting killed.
Is it going to be Hilaria Baldwin?
No,
we're effing her.
I'm sorry, you're right. So is it J.K. Rowling? Okay, so Jake. Wait. That's only three votes. So okay, Armie Hammer. Okay, Woody Allen. Okay, so I guess J.K. Rowling.
Oh no, it's third for Woody Allen.
It's a tie.
Okay, so
J.K. Rowling.
So the winners for that category are the F goes to Hilaria Baldwin, which was going to make Alec happy because he likes to have her too. The Mary is going to Johnny Depp, which you probably shouldn't do unless you want somebody to shit on your bed sheets.
See, they're both crazy. I'm telling you.
And the kill is going to J.K. Rowling. Sorry, J.K.
Can we put J.K. Rowling in a hot air balloon and blow up the balloon and have it like crash onto Woody Allen? Because I'd be even better with that.
You put them in the room. Easy. You put them in the room with Armie Hammer for a while.
Armie Hammer and a hibachi grill.
And then on Army's way out of the room, you take care of Army.
If you win today. You won the internet today.
Okay, we're moving on. Veronica, go for it.
Okay, next category. Oh, somebody thinks they're special. This is talent competition show. And the nominees are America's Got Talent, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, American Idol, or The Masked Singer. Now, is this Dancing with the Stars? Does that include Tyra Banks?
It's just the show.
In all iterations.
But wait, Danny had his hand up first. Oh, I have
Danny coming in hot.
Megan makes the best faces when we say the names because her whole face scrunches up. It's very exciting. So, Danny.
Those of you listening are missing out.
Mm-hmm. Harry Dancing with the Stars because it's the best reality competition show out there.
I'm with you, Danny.
And get rid of American Idol. It's played.
Yeah, kill American Idol. It does not encourage healthy singing habits.
Yeah. Now, why do you say that? Like, what is it that they don't do?
They don't have enough time. They push people to the brink of their range before they're ready. They don't give them proper vocal coaching. It's not real singing.
Okay.
Also, we talked about this the other day. They force people that like to sing in one genre into a different one that they're not comfortable with, which I also think is kind of stupid.
Russell Crowe and Les Mis.
Megan, I'd like to point out a musical that you hate.
What is Les Mis? No, I love Les Mis. I just hated
the
movie.
The movie is
within a minute. Was it?
The musical is awesome.
Joe, you want to say something?
Yeah, because I'd like to say that I'd like to F the Masked Singer because I just think it's so crazy.
It's so weird.
It's a fun competition show that means nothing because
it's fun
everybody
to drop in on
like you win nothing actually. So
yeah, pandemic perfect. Like,
yeah,
okay, I was so thinking the same thing too.
Let's vote. Okay, so to F.
Let's start with the Masked Singer. Who wants to F the Masked Singer?
Veronica's taking charge of this.
So the Masked Singer already won that one.
American's
Head to the chase.
Who wants to marry Dancing with the Stars? Let me just take over this one. There you go.
Okay. So
I love you guys. They gave me a paycheck.
Kill, your options are America's Got Talent, The Voice, and American Idol. American Idol has won. So the winners for that category are to F, it's The Masked Singer. To Marry, it's Dancing with the Stars. And to Kill, sadly, it's American Idol. You know what? So did we just kill two things in a row with two things in a few minutes with Ryan Seacrest involved?
Sure did.
Pretty much.
We got another one coming pretty soon. So just
why is it? Why is his beard?
We've killed and we'll kill again.
I want his money vault. I just want to take his money.
And there's a lot of Scrooge McDuck in there. Yeah, real quick.
Yes.
Line my pockets.
Exactly.
Okay, Veronica, go for it.
Next category is Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass. Trump people. And the nominees are Don Jr., Rudy Giuliani, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, or Kellyanne Conway. I want to kill Don Jr. Figuratively speaking.
Yes.
In case the Secret Service.
We don't need that legacy
in a canceled sort of way.
It's a metaphorical kill.
So, let's not hear from him. He is the biggest bully and the biggest piece of garbage there is. So that's fine.
Second biggest,
and it's done absolutely nothing.
He's done
nothing to get where he is other than, you know.
Other than skiing, if you catch my drift.
Okay, anybody else have any thoughts before we vote?
I don't know how I'm going to F or marry any of these people.
Yeah.
Well, you marry Ivanka.
You got to find somebody in this group to.
Every so often she says, the clock is always right twice a day, right?
Yeah, broken clock, yeah. Like,
I'm going to marry Giuliani because he's going to be dead soonest.
No.
No, you're thinking about it all wrong.
I'll make it. Hold on. I say F Giuliani because here's my thing. Way back in the day, no matter what you say, I mean, he did do some things way when he was, you know, sane in New York that people can say, you know, it was about and all that. And now he's just so damn hilarious.
Yeah,
like farting in court and just like and all that stuff. That it's just like you really hate. Like you're trying to show mercy on him, and you don't want to kill him, but you don't want to be married with him. So it's like, yeah, okay, we'll just keep you around, kind of thing. He's like that crazy like member of the family that has to show up at like Thanksgiving. You're like, okay, I can take a day with him. So yeah, I think it's F Giuliani.
Okay, let's take a vote right here. So for the F right now, anybody want to F Don Jr.? I guess
only Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Hey. I don't think she does that either.
I guess none of you want to get chlamydia, do you? So Rudy Giuliani. Anybody want to F Rudy Giuliani?
Sure.
Well, he might want to F you back. Rudy Giuliani has won that one. Okay, so Mary, your options are Don Jr., Ivanka Trump.
I guess if not
Rudy.
Wait.
This is all very reluctant hands raised I've seen for Ivanka.
I put mine here.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess she...
Well, who else? It's Kushner and Kellyanne Conway?
I would say Kushner because he's such a little...
No, he's evil. Like, pure evil.
Who would just have him do
he's
stuff?
Evil.
He's Bronze the boy.
I don't know. I think Kushner is just a complete stool. I think you could get him to do anything.
Hold on. Let me then ask. So does anybody here want to marry Jared Kushner in this group? No? Okay.
He can use the porta potty on his own street.
So we're killing somebody right now. Is it DJ Junior?
Sorry.
Okay, okay, so then the winners of this category are to F. It's Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. To marry, it's Ivanka Trump. And to kill, sorry, Don Jr. But
unless he ODs first.
I hope the plane crashes on the way to the honeymoon.
It kills you both, right?
If I just married Ivanka, yeah, I'm just end it.
Okay, so
let's Stuart, she converted for Jared. Like she's all in.
Yeah, that's even worse. Imagine converting for that guy.
Okay, so next category.
It's a lot of work for Judaism.
Okay, yeah. Next category. 500 channels and nothing on. This is cable channels. And the nominees are the Food Network, Bravo, AMC, Discovery Channel, or the History Channel.
Mm. Okay, Food. I got to
talk to... Oh, wait, okay, Megan, go ahead.
Go ahead, Megan. You can talk.
Gotta F the Food Network. There is always, even if there's nothing on, there's something on because it's food.
That's true.
Problem with the Food Network is it makes you so hungry.
Even so you eat after you've eaten.
Which is why you marry them, because they'll just cook you dinner every night,
too. No, you gotta marry the responsible one, the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Because then you're just getting like all of this useful information you can use at trivia.
See, I feel that way about the History Channel, because sometimes you'll get some history, and sometimes you'll get aliens.
How much dad content?
I mean, it's all World War II and aliens.
A little bit of history, a lot of like
for Discovery.
Made up bullshit.
Hitler's gold!
Yeah, a lot of it's just like crazy conspiracy theorists talking about some shit that's like,
I mean, the History Channel could do it all Hitler's.
They have a show called Ancient Aliens.
I'll watch that!
Yeah.
That show is also on Disney Plus.
This seems like it's going to be an interesting vote, so let's vote right now. So, who wants to F the Food Network? Food Network.
Wait, I withdraw. But I was going
to
say, fuck.
Okay, so who
Bravo.
Wants to marry Bravo? Anybody want to marry Bravo? No. Anybody want to marry AMC? No. Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Discovery.
Got to marry.
Okay.
Discovery.
Well, that's wait. It's that way. There still could be a tie. So, History Channel. Oh, it's a 4-4 tie. Does anybody want to switch sides to for either thing? Oh, okay, then I guess you.
Well, know. All the content on Discovery is with Discovery Plus. Hours of fun, like
we're not,
endless.
We're not discussing Discovery Plus. We're not discussing Discovery Plus.
We can have
Discovery.
You're not getting my 600-pound life. You're not getting all that stuff. That's TLC.
Exactly.
So there's going to be two winners in that one. So, okay, but, and Kill. So that means all we have left is either Bravo or AMC. So Bravo, who wants to kill Bravo? Bravo is one that's, okay, so the winner.
I mean, I'm surprised AMC didn't win anything. Like, that's, I mean, Breaking Bad, Mad Men.
Yeah, which isn't on anymore. Now all AMC is let's do 9 Walking Dead TV shows.
You guys like zombies, right?
They just show good movies, but they don't even show good movies.
Yeah, they don't even show movies anymore. That's the bummer.
Show one movie and then 9 episodes of The Walking Dead. I mean, come on.
Yo, dog, I heard you like zombies.
This is going to go way longer than I expected.
I mean, to be fair, there could definitely be a zombie channel.
We're going to F the Food Network. We're going to marry both the Discovery Channel and the History Channel.
There's a show about
the Hey, if we add TLC, we can make that all one streaming service.
We're going
to
kill both. Okay, so let's
And had you added MTV, would have killed MTV because they don't play music anymore.
You don't want your MTV? Dead. Okay, the next category. But we'd never be royals. This has to do with the royal. So the nominees are Queen Elizabeth, Prince William, Prince Harry, Kate Middleton, or Meghan Markle.
Go Prince Philip. I mean, oops.
he was in the category until last week.
You're messed up.
Well, look, you marry Harry, because Harry is stand-up dude. Got his wife out of a shitty situation. He saw what was happening. He was like, I'm not fucking doing this again. I'm breaking the fucking cycle. We're
and
going
I think
to California,
that's why you
baby.
F him.
No,
you stay with him. You stay by his side, baby.
I marry Meghan.
Yeah. Gotta go Camp Meghan over here.
Okay, basically, so let's vote.
She's not a royal anymore, so should she be in this
she's
category?
She's still part of the royal
She's royal
family.
In my book.
She's still part of the family.
I mean, I'm just going by the tech. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so let's vote. So does anybody want to F Queen Elizabeth? Okay, Prince William. Anybody? No, okay, Prince Harry. I'll F Harry.
Oh, this is F, yes.
F, yeah, okay. Okay, we'll
okay,
go with Harry.
So Harry got F'd. Okay, so...
Oh, I can't marry... You can't marry him now?
Not marry Harry.
Now I can't marry him.
Can't marry Harry.
You could even marry Harry and mess around with Ike.
Yeah.
Harry's got to be your side piece, Elizabeth.
Okay, fine. I'll marry Meghan.
So it's time to marry. So anybody want to marry Queen Elizabeth?
She's the queen.
Okay, so, other than Danny, Prince William, anybody? No. Kate Middleton? No. Or Meghan Markle?
Fine, we'll
see, I want to change my vote. I want to F Meghan Markle and marry Queen, Prince Harry. Harry. But either way,
you messed up the thing
Meghan
now.
Markle.
It's not a royal.
Too late, Peter.
Okay, so dead. We're killing someone.
Here's Morgan.
Here's Morgan. Okay, so does anybody want to kill Queen Elizabeth? Anybody?
No.
No. Prince William. No.
Wait, he low key is tearing that family apart.
Prince William is one. So,
like he's not.
So the winners in that category are to F will be Prince Harry, to marry will be Meghan Markle, and to kill Prince William. Before the soon to be King of England at one point.
Eventually.
So let's move on.
Maybe.
Okay, the next category is, oh, that poor dear, celebrities who live for drama. And the nominees are Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, Bella Thorne, or Britney Spears.
Mary Britney.
Mary Britney.
Britney.
Mary Britney. Mary Britney.
Free her.
I mean,
free her.
Everything that was wrong with her is her father's fault.
I don't know.
I don't even think she should be in this category. I don't think she lives for drama. The drama just happens around her.
I think she's nuts, but I think
I'm not a
father probably.
I think she's a sweet girl, and we need to save her.
Yeah.
But she's also probably the most talented out of that group. But
she's not the cause for the drama. I don't even think she should be in this category. But so I'm going to say Mary Britney.
Yeah.
Do away with Miley. She's annoying.
Okay, like so then let's count. Let's see what we got here. So anybody want to F Justin Bieber? Actually, you know what?
I like Biebs.
I don't want to completely lose him, but I really don't want him around all the time. Okay, does anybody want to F anybody want to F Demi Lovato? I'll just warn you ahead of time, you might get hepatitis.
Yeah, she puts out a banger like every once in a while, and it's good. It's good times.
I just can't. Okay, so anybody want to F Miley Cyrus? Okay.
Well, I'm going to change my vote to Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wait, okay, so.
Sorry.
I'll go with Miley, too, because I'm going by what's left on the category.
Then who wants to F Miley Cyrus again? Let's see. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Miley has now won that category. Okay. So,
all right. I fucks with Miley.
Who wants to marry Justin Bieber? Anybody?
Stuart would like. I like Biebs. I like his music.
Okay. So, anybody want to marry
Demi? Does that make you now Stuart Bieber?
Okay, Bella Thorne. Anybody going to marry Bella Thorne? Another person you could probably get hepatitis from. Britney Spears. Okay, so everybody wants to marry Britney. Okay, and this is it's time to kill somebody. And by kill, again, we mean cancel. Cancel, not kill. So Justin Bieber. Anybody want to kill Justin? Okay, Demi Lovato. Wait, it's all that we're on.
They want to kill Justin.
Beeped.
Okay, I would love to see somebody do this to Demi Lovato. So
I was gonna choose Demi Lovato.
How did Taylor Swift not end up in this category?
Agreed. You know, and she's America's princess.
Because we would have to
listen to whiny little twat.
But this is about drama. I don't think Taylor has nearly as much drama. Or at least not anymore.
Nobody on earth has as much drama as
Jenny
Lovato.
She's re-recording an album she recorded.
They made one joke about her.
Okay, well.
Yeah. She's re-recording an album that she already recorded. Exactly the same way.
Well, she already
different
that one. She's doing another one now. So wait, let's go back.
And I'm right there with you.
Did Justin Bieber just get killed? Is that what
I would. That's only because Bella Thorne doesn't deserve any votes for anything.
Demi Lovato should have been the one because without tragedy, she wouldn't have a career. But okay, so the winners on that category are F would go to, was it Miley Cyrus, I believe? Mary would be Britney, and kill was Justin. Okay, so we're moving on. Veronica?
Okay, the next one, we have three nominees for.
Yeah,
you could talk without the script. And this is for celebrity talk shows. So we have Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, the nominees are Ellen DeGeneres, Drew Barrymore, or Kelly Clarkson.
I got you.
So there's only three?
Oh, boy.
Because there's not five celebrities who have talk shows.
This is an easy one, guys. This is, you marry Drew, you fuck Kelly, and you kill Ellen. I mean,
I'm
on board with that, too.
I would switch Mary and F.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'd switch Mary and F.
I could switch Mary. Switch Mary and F.
I didn't even know Drew had
Kelly Clarkson is that,
the show or the person?
The show.
The show.
Yeah, you can fuck with the Drew Barrymore show because it's just kind of weird and she's doing her right.
Yeah, exactly.
You marry the Kelly Clarkson show because it's pretty solid all the way through. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you fuck it, or you kill Ellen.
The Kelly Clarkson show is a show you can bring home to mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really like Kelly Clarkson. She's
okay, so let's vote really quickly, although it seems like we got this one down. So,
you try dating Justin Guarini.
I mean, her music's great. I just, I don't know. Just
so, okay. So for F, did everybody agree with Drew Barrymore on that one? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So to marry Kelly Clarkson, are we all in agreement on that? Yeah, it seems like that. And then to kill, of course, Ellen. Okay. So that's how it went. Okay, so what you say, Veronica, did you say something?
No, Megan. Where was Oprah?
See, because she doesn't have a show anymore. She doesn't have a show.
Have a show right now.
Yeah, so.
It's current.
It's only current.
That's the best part about it is she doesn't have to have a show.
So, Veronica, next category.
Next category is Do I Amuse You? Stand-up comedians. And the nominees are Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer, John Mulaney, or Ali Wong.
Oh.
F. Ali Wong.
Ali Wong.
I haven't listened to a whole lot of, I haven't seen a lot of Ali Wong stuff.
I could even marry Ali Wong.
I'm a white guy, so she's a good
Ali Wong's a solid F. Is a solid F.
I'd agree.
I'm a Mary Mulaney.
I'm gonna marry Mulaney.
I'm going to do better.
Good thing
as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so let's. So let's vote. So who wants to, anybody want to F Bill Burr? I'm sure Bill is not surprised by that. Dave Chappelle, anybody want to? Okay, so what, two people want to F Dave Chappelle. Amy Schumer, does anybody, I can tell you right now, she'll make you pull her finger if you do. So nobody wants to F Amy Schumer. I'm probably pretty sure her husband doesn't either. John Mulaney, does anybody want to F John Mulaney? Ali Wong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Ali Wong is one, not one. Okay, so Mary, we've got Bill Burr. Anybody want to marry Bill Burr? Okay, Dave Chappelle. I can't believe I'm the only one who's got his hand up on this. Okay, he's the best comic out of this.
So we've got more than once, right?
Voting for each category.
Category, we can. Okay.
So Amy Schumer. Anybody want to marry Amy Schumer? No? John Mulaney.
Oh, sorry, John Mulaney.
Yeah. Okay, so John Mulaney is one that, and
only because Patton Oswalt's not on this list.
Yeah, very true. What the hell?
I went with the Yahoo that picked these five. And Kill, your choices are Bill Burr. Anybody want to? Okay, no, Dave Chappelle. Oh, okay.
I had Bill Burr.
Amy Schumer.
I'm just abstaining because I don't feel strongly.
Okay, so then the winners for that category are people would like to F Ali Wong, which makes sense, to marry John Mulaney, and to kill, it's Amy Schumer, and maybe like in real life. Okay, so let's move on.
I just don't hate her that much.
I don't find her funny at all.
She came to Portland and did not do well. Her set was incredibly short and the tickets were very expensive. And I'm pretty sure she was smashed.
Really? Wow.
Fair enough. Okay,
let's move on.
Okay, next category. Who do you think you are? This category has to do with not really celebrity. So we have Charlie D'Amelio, Jake Paul, JoJo Siwa, PewDiePie, or Addison Rae. I only know who one person is, and that's the one I'd like to kill.
I'd like to kill all of them. Yeah.
No, you marry JoJo.
I don't really know what she's, but kids like her. She seems like fine.
Charlie bit my finger guy?
No, she's one of those TikTok dance girls, but so is Addison.
Addison and Charlie D'Amelio are both TikTok.
They're both TikTok idiots. So.
PewDiePie is absolutely kill for being anti-Semitic.
I would like to kill Jake Paul and PewDiePie.
Kill Jake Paul and PewDiePie?
No.
Can we make them fight each other?
PewDiePie fight to the death.
Make them fight each other?
Put them in a cage. much.
Yeah, and then have Snoop Dogg like do the commentary for it.
Okay, I think that's just a win for everyone.
Let's vote. So does anybody here want to F Charlie D'Amelio? Anybody? Okay, Jake Paul. Jojo, now if you F Jojo Siwa, you might go to jail. So just so anybody wants to.
Actually, if you have any of the TikTok girls, you go to jail, they're underage.
PewDiePie. Anybody want to F PewDiePie? Addison Rae. I guess I'm going to put my hand up for that. So you got to have somebody. He's got to have somebody.
You know, I don't know. Like, I don't know them.
She's stealing people's dance moves, and then
I can't do it. I guess Charlie. I guess I'll have Charlie.
He does the same thing.
She's exactly.
They're the same damn girl. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, they're the same person. They're not. They're
the name Charlie irritates me slightly less than Addison. So
okay, so
okay, that's fair. That's a good point.
That's a good argument.
Addison is
So then Charlie D'Amelio has won that one.
Okay.
Does anybody want to marry Jake Paul?
Oh, he's such a douchebag.
Oh.
Jojo Siwa in half the country right now, you could marry her. So
she's a good kid.
Despite what she did to that BMW.
So Jojo Siwa's won that. And a kill. It's time to kill. And I think we should just say, does anybody want to not kill anybody left?
Addison can stay. She's fine.
She's a kid. Yeah, she's fine.
Okay, so JoJo C was she's married. So Jake Paul, kill Jake Paul.
Yes,
PewDiePie.
Yes, he's also a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, he's a racist.
Wait, which one's anti-Semitic?
PewDiePie.
Okay, cool. I'll jump on that. They're both terrible.
The winners of this category are anybody who's not watching any of these people, clearly. But the actual winners are it's Charlie D'Amelio because your name is slightly less annoying, apparently. Jojo Siwa would be the one you'd marry, and PewDiePie is the one you'd kill. Okay, so.
And Jake Paul.
And Jake Paul. Well, Jake Paul, let's just kill everybody left.
What you do is you take PewDiePie and you swing him at Jake Paul. Pick him up and you swing
him. Two birds, one stone. Done.
Yeah. Okay, so Veronica.
Okay, next category. Isn't that enough already? Shows that have been on for a long time. And the nominees are Grey's Anatomy, Law & Order, SVU, The Simpsons, NCIS, and Blue Bloods. Marry Blue Bloods because I would also want to marry my darling Donnie Wahlberg.
You kill NCIS.
Marry The Simpsons. Marry the Simpsons.
Marry the Simpsons. And you
marry NCIS. So,
and you F Law and Order because you always just drop in on Law and Order.
I'm going to
F Law and Order because they gave a lot of jobs to theater actors.
Yeah. Agreed. I'm going to F Law and Order. I don't watch the show. It's going to sound like that gavel sound when I do it. It's going to be awesome.
I have.
People have been dead bodies on that show too, so it kind of works.
That's true.
I would actually.
People got raped on Law and Order. So.
I would actually, this is probably going to be a hot take here, I would actually marry NCIS for a couple of reasons. It really examined toxic masculinity when Gibbs decided to actually go through therapy and work through his feelings instead of just being the traditional male lead. It really dealt with feminism as you watched Tony's arc, starting as a misogynistic pig and becoming someone that was genuinely concerned with women and women's rights, eventually moving to become a single dad because he had knocked Siva up. So there, that show showed a lot of
NCIS.
Yeah, but and my argument with The Simpsons is that The Simpsons has constantly made commentary about what's going on in the world ever since it started, and I think that it's always poignant. And like, again, like I said, you can always use The Simpsons in some sort of argument and meme and whatnot. So
I think The Simpsons
are the only comedy, and like I'm not gonna fucking marry
Let's vote right here. So in the F category. Does anybody want to F Grey's Anatomy? No, because it's Grey. Law & Order SVU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, SVU has won that one. Okay. So marry. It's time to marry. Anybody want to marry Grey's Anatomy? No? No McDreamies on this? No, okay. So The Simpsons. Marry The Simpsons. Simpsons won that category.
That's fair.
Okay. And kill. Here's your options again. Grey's Anatomy. Anybody want to kill Grey's Anatomy? Well, okay, there's four, so let's... Okay.
I'm going to push it over the edge.
Okay,
probably needs to die.
Okay, so then the winners are for that category. The F goes to Law and Order SVU. The Mary goes to The Simpsons. And, of course, Grey's Anatomy just died.
And we're halfway done.
No, we're more than
kidding.
Okay,
how many more do we have?
We're zooming along. Yeah, we're going. We're moving.
The richest losers, the Kardashians. Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kylie, or Kendall?
Wait, they're different people?
Okay, here's the thing. I know, like, two of them apart. I know who Kim is.
We kill the one that starts with a K.
Yeah, can we just take a stand and kill all of them?
Look, figuratively, if I may.
Figuratively.
Okay, Elizabeth.
I think you go ahead and marry Kourtney. Least annoying overall of the five. Dry sense of humor that kind of goes underappreciated. I have to say it. It's true. It's there. You kill Kylie for being a faux billionaire and annoying. And I guess you F Kim because every once in a while she comes through with, like, I don't know.
Who's the one that's trying to get rid of the untouched pictures?
Khloe.
Kill her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because if you're that crazy that you're sending lawyers out to take down pictures of you that have not been like photoshopped or enhanced or stuff like that, that's just like the real you. You deserve it.
Yeah.
But I gotta warn you of one thing on that one. If you should harm her, her dad OJ is probably gonna be really pissed. And we know what happens when he gets mad. This is gonna be a tough one because there really is no winner in this one. So does anybody wanna F Kim? I can look at the screen and tell you none of you could though.
Sure.
Okay. So there's three on that. Khloe. Anybody want to F Khloe? Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know who Khloe is.
Kourtney. Any Fs on Kourtney? Kylie? No. Kendall. Anybody on Kendall? Okay, so it looks like
who won? Kim won by default.
Kim.
Who won?
Kim.
Kim won by default. Okay, Mary. So you've got Khloe. Anybody on Khloe? Kourtney?
I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
I'm going to trust Elizabeth on this
Kourtney,
one.
Kourtney is the Mary, and it's time to kill. Is it Khloe?
All of them.
Okay, Khloe won that one. Okay.
See, the sad thing is I used to like Khloe. Khloe used to actually be the funniest of the stuff I saw, like kind of the loudest and wackiest and funniest, but then she got like all cut up in like the going nuts over her body image thing, and it just got, she kind of lost her sense of humor, so that's why I had to go with Kourtney.
Oh, and Veronica, just a programming note, let me do the nominees for the next one because I actually forgot to put in the fifth nominee.
Now before you do that though, I just want to read a legal note before we move on. We here at TMI Daily are not endorsing the physical killing of any individual. We're saying canceling.
We mean cancel. We're playing the game F Mary.
Cancel with a K.
Yeah, cancel with a K. That's exactly it.
Cancel with a K. There you go. Go ahead.
Okay, so our next category is Fly Away. And these are comic book heroes who also were in movies. So the comic book heroes from movies. And just so that we can be clear on this, these are all people, either heroes that have had a movie out in the last year or will have a movie out in the next year. So we didn't have to like have 12,000 different people. So, so your choices are Spider-Man, Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, or Thor.
Thor, Mary, Batman, kill Superman.
I don't think you can.
Thor, Mary, Wonder
Woman. I'm killing Batman. He seems too sad all the time. Like he's just depressing.
Oh God, he's just another whiny billionaire.
I'm marrying Spidey though. Spidey seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's
still finding himself.
He's like a kid. He seems like he's like fun to hang out with.
If I want to go by going by the movies in the last 2 years, Wonder Woman, like I love the first movie, but that second one was
sick.
And it really messed up her story
before I could watch it.
It messed up her story too.
We'll say she got redeemed in the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
Oh, I'm not even that doesn't even count. That movie does not even count.
I think it counts. Okay, so let's vote. So does anybody want to F Spider-Man? I'm going to F Spider-Man.
I'm going to go with that, too. Spider-Man's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's three for Spider-Man. Does anybody want to F Batman? Batman? No, they'll take us on Batman?
He's kind of hot.
Okay, so
which one though?
I don't really watch these.
You know what? All of them. Honest,
but when I think of Batman, I just think he's kind of sexy.
Yeah, I have never been going by either ugly Batman.
He's just so.
Okay,
if you're going by your rule about this year or next year, it would be Robert Pattinson, right? Okay, well,
or Affleck.
Anybody for Superman? F Superman. Okay, no. Wait. We got one and four. Thor, F Thor.
Yeah, I went F Thor. Yeah, I left Thor.
Well, okay, wait, so that we've got four, so that one wins for the F. So, Mary, your choices are Spider-Man. Spider-Man, anybody? What? We got three.
I'll change my vote.
Four for Spider-Man. Okay. Batman, anybody? Batman, no. Oh, wait, well, one for Batman. Okay. So that means that Spider-Man wins by default because you can't get four. So, okay, it's time to kill one of our superheroes. It's either going to be Batman. Anybody would kill Batman? Okay, that's four. How about Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman? No. Okay, Superman. Okay, so Batman has won that one by default. So the winners for this category are Spider-Man. We'd F.
Spider-Man.
Well, who did we F?
Thor.
Okay, yeah. So Thor we F, Spider-Man we marry, and then Batman we kill. Okay, we're moving on. And this next question might be a little bit tough for Kyle and Megan, but let's try it.
Okay, so the next category is only in LA. Things that make LA. And the nominees are vegan, wildfires, Scientology, influencers, or food intolerances?
Well, that's the last
one. Oh, food intolerances.
I think we'll be okay.
Food intolerance.
Yeah, I was crapping on food intolerance people.
Vegan.
Yes. No. Hear me out. You kill the
wildfires. I don't want to fucking be breathing smoke.
Yeah.
Wildfires. I feel like should.
Yeah, kill the wildfires. But
I think you can actually kill those, and that would be fine.
Well, okay, I'll kill the bad wildfires. Like the good burns, the controlled burns are like fine.
Well, burns aren't wild.
They are, but they're not really wild. They're more like just regular fires.
No, you kill food intolerances. Here's why you do it over vegans. Because food intolerance, people always, it's never consistent. It's all over the, it's some days, oh, I know I can have a little. Other days, it's like, no, these things can't touch. Make up your fucking mind.
And technically,
I have some food intolerances.
Yeah, I would
I'm
say
talking about LA people.
We're talking about fake food intolerances. Okay. Which should get you mad, Megan, if you have an actual food intolerance.
I'm not lactose intolerant, but I'm dairy sensitive. Trust me, it's a gamble.
Yeah, but my point is, Megan, you should be mad at people that fake food intolerances when you literally have one.
That?
I live in New York, I don't really like gluten intolerance,
and the next thing I see him eating pie, I'm like, that doesn't work that way.
That's what we're talking about.
Technically, vegan is a food intolerance.
Vegan isn't though. Because
guys, let Kyle talk.
So by principle, I have to marry vegan because my husband was vegan for a little bit. So I gotta throw some good things there, and I'll be in trouble if I don't.
Yeah, but why do you say was?
Because I like steak.
I mean, that's what I ordered from Tender Greens.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Vegans and food intolerance are different, because food intolerances is like just faking, like being annoying. Yeah, vegans are like, it's like a conscious decision.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't mind the conscious decision, but the whole point is like, why do you keep pushing it on me? That's the whole thing. It's like,
I love eating meat. Right as somebody's telling me just to stop eating meat, it just makes me still happy.
Okay, so let's vote. So, does anybody want to F vegans? I'll actually let them.
I'll
them.
Yeah,
I'm okay with vegans.
Wait, so there was four hands for me.
Okay, so were you one of them, Stuart? Was that four?
Yeah, I'm gonna F vegans.
Okay, so wildfires. Anybody want to F wildfires? No. Scientology. No. Influencers. Okay, so that means that by default, vegans has won that category. So, okay, so this is marry wildfires. Anybody want to marry wildfires? So, no. Joe wants to marry wildfires.
Why? Because the wildfire could get rid of all these other people.
Yeah. Scientology. Anybody want to marry Scientology? I'm going to go with that only because if I marry Scientology, I might get work in the industry. Okay, marry influencers. Influencers? Oh, God. Okay.
I'm going to say it because
go ahead, Stuart, what?
I think it's better than people, like, taking their shit from just, like, I mean, it's the same as, like, regular ads. So it's not, like, it's not any, I don't view it as any different from watching a commercial on TV.
Oh, but they can be so dangerous.
Okay, so finally, food intolerance. Who wants to marry food intolerance?
I'm going to marry food intolerance.
Okay, writing so candidate, you married
real food intolerance.
Real food intolerance, not fake food intolerance.
Okay, yes. So then food intolerance.
I can't eat avocados.
Either. I'm allergic to avocados.
Real food intolerance, I will marry because that's real and legit, not fake food intolerance.
My Mary is taco trucks.
We got wildfires. Who wants to kill the wildfires? Okay, the wildfires have been killed in that one. So it's F vegans. Marry influencers, marry food intolerance, and kill wildfires. Okay, Veronica, move on.
Okay, the next one is you get what you pay for. And this category is TV networks. And the nominees are ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CW.
Fuck CW.
FCW because they got every now and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna like kitchen on the Flash and whatnot. Yeah.
I say you marry NBC because they Chicago.
The comedies are why I'm marrying
NBC. Yeah, I'm marrying NBC for the comedy. Yeah.
And this is
I'm killing
Fox.
Fox, yeah. I'm gonna fuck Fox.
I think we might all be in agreement here.
Okay, so let's do this. So F, is it ABC? Anybody want to F ABC? I'll actually F ABC.
That's your network.
FNBC. Anybody?
I'll F NBC because I watch This Is Us on it, but I watch it on ABC.
CBS. Anybody want to F CBS? No.
Okay. Oh, you kill CBS. Sorry.
Fox. Okay, so CW,
FCW.
Okay, so the CW.
All American.
Okay, so to marry, your choices are ABC. Anybody want to marry ABC?
A Million Little Things and Home Economics. The new show is on there.
So yeah. NBC. Who wants it? NBC is overwhelmingly getting married. And it's time to kill. Is it
ABC? Start with Fox.
Fox. Okay, so
I'm actually going to kill CBS.
Where CW is getting effed, NBC is getting married, and Fox is getting killed. Okay, we're in the home stretch here. We're getting.
All right.
How many more are there?
There's nine more.
Jesus.
We could cut them down. Yeah, you know what? We could do that. Let's do that.
Let's cut a few.
Remember, it's okay, so do the next one, Veronica,
for sure. The next one's a good one.
Okay, the next one is too much information. Social media sites. Facebook. The nominees are Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or LinkedIn. So let's start with kill. Who'd want to kill Facebook?
Want to kill Twitter.
I agree.
I would kill Instagram.
Actually, no, I'm killing TikTok. Fuck TikTok.
You fuck with TikTok. It's fun every once in a while. It's here for a good time, not a long time.
You only pull it up at 2 a.m. when you're ready for a bad decision, but not tired, and there's nothing really better to do.
Well, then that's an F.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's vote. Mm-hmm. Who wants to F Facebook? Anybody? Okay, Twitter. I'll F Twitter. Anybody Instagram want to F Instagram? Okay, TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so TikTok is the winner in that category. Okay, marry
Instagram.
Facebook. I'm going to marry Facebook. Okay, so that's it. Twitter. Anybody want to marry Twitter? Okay, we got three for Twitter. Instagram.
Four for Twitter.
Wait, we had four. Wait, go back to Twitter. So who wanted to marry Twitter again? Okay, so that's four. So Twitter wins because I married Facebook. So, okay, so Twitter is the marry. And kill Facebook. Anybody kill Facebook? Okay, that's two.
Twitter. Facebook too.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, yeah, no. Kill Facebook, sorry.
Okay, you know what? No, I'm not gonna kill Facebook. Okay, so
we're on
okay,
Facebook.
So
right
there's
now.
Three for killed Facebook. Did we say Twitter now? I'm all confused now.
We had Twitter and TikTok already won.
Okay, so Instagram. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to kill Instagram? I'm gonna kill Instagram. LinkedIn. LinkedIn. Okay.
No, well, I mean, looks, you can kill LinkedIn. Oh,
okay,
I
so LinkedIn
it,
has been killed. So then the winners of this category are F is TikTok, marry is Twitter, and kill is LinkedIn. Okay, so let's move down to category 23, Veronica.
23, okay. Is that a thing now? Music trends. The nominees are mumble rap, lo-fi rap.
That's it. It's also called lo-fi rap.
Lo-fi rap, K-pop, auto-tune, EDM, or crossovers?
And by crossovers, we mean artists who are trying to cross over into multiple genres.
I have so many.
I think F K-pop, because K-pop, yeah, every now and then, it just has a little
yeah,
bit.
K-pop.
And, and out of all of those things, it's like, okay, I can live with that one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, yeah, I agree fine with that.
Yeah.
What do okay you guys think?
So let's
thank you vote marry K-pop for those reasons.
Okay, so
marry K-pop F crossovers.
Okay, so does anybody want to F mumble rap? Okay, no. K-pop, F K-pop. Okay, I'll jump in on that.
Nope.
So right. Okay. Wait, what? Do the F K-pop again? I didn't see the hands. Okay,
sick.
So K-pop won that one. Okay, so marry. Your choices again are mumble rap. No, anybody? Auto-tune. Anybody want to marry auto-tune?
I have reasons.
Okay, you have reasons.
I don't even know you.
T-Pain. T-Pain made it, and he's a wonderful human.
That's one person with auto-tune that you
I'm
like
willing to.
You were really good with the steak, but you just screwed yourself on that one.
That's fair.
EDM. Who wants to marry EDM? Anybody? Okay, crossovers. Okay, so crossovers has been married, and now it's time to kill something. So is it mumble raps? Okay, oh, mumble raps has won that one. So then the winners in this
I would also kill auto-tune too, though.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather hear like an auto-tuned singer that like would sound bad if they weren't auto-tuned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if they sound bad, then they shouldn't be a singer.
Well, right, right. I'd rather hear like an auto-tune version than just a bad version of something.
Okay, so let's recap really quickly our winners.
Not
for that
the soapbox,
category.
Kyle.
Okay. So we're effing K-pop, we're marrying crossovers, and we're killing mumble rap. Okay, so let's move down, Veronica, to 26.
That's where I was going to go right now. Okay, celebrity couples. Will and Jada, John and Chrissy, Tom and Rita, Beyonce and Jay. Oh, Jay-Z and Kate or Katie and Orlando.
Okay,
I got my pick for kill.
Okay. In terms of like kill, is it like breaking them up or like getting rid of them?
We don't want to hear them ever them again. We want them to go okay away.
Yeah,
I would say John and Chrissy because Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen.
She's pushed me over the edge. She's all dramatically quit Twitter and then she's like, "I'm back," and I'm like,
"Oh, she's back now."
Yeah, she's back on Twitter.
She does this shit for attention. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, any other thoughts before we vote? Anything?
I think you marry Tom and Rita. Just
yeah, marry Tom and
they've
Rita.
They've been around for so long.
Although, watch out, you don't get a Chet out of the D.
Just do a little better with your chats.
They have Colin. It's fine.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I'm over Will and Jada. They need to go.
Okay, so let's vote. Does anybody want to F Will and Jada? Other than
the drama's nice. The drama's okay, nice.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Okay, so
I don't want to F, but maybe a little entanglement.
So Mary, John and Chrissy. Anybody? Tom and Rita.
Tom and Rita?
Tom and Rita won that one. We had that coming. Okay, and kill. Which couple do you want to kill? John and Chrissy. Why do you cultivate Okay, we got two on that. Fiance and Jen.
Sorry, was that Kill?
This is Kill, yeah.
Oh, John and Chrissy.
Okay, so that was three then. So Beyonce and Jay.
Okay, you're going to kill Bay and Jay?
Yeah. What?
Queen? That's definitely the second Mary for me.
I just don't want to hear about him anymore. They can make as much money as they want. I just don't want to hear about him.
Exactly.
Or Katie and Orlando. Anybody wants to
go? You don't really hear much about them.
I don't really hear about them.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are, so that's my vote.
Katie Perry and Orlando Bloom.
I think we have a tie on that.
Yes, I actually stand by that choice.
Okay, so wait, let's go back again. John and Chrissy. Who wanted John and Chrissy?
For what?
For Kill.
No.
Okay, so that's three. And who said Beyonce and Jay-Z? So that's three as well. We're going to need some help.
Somebody's got to push aside.
I mean, as a blue-blooded homo, I cannot vote against the Bayhive. So I'm going to have to go John and Chrissy.
Okay, so John Legend and Chrissy Teigen have won that. So let's recap again. The couple we'd F, Will and Jada, and then they do a story about it on Red Talk, Red Table Talk. Mary, Tom and Rita. And Kill is John and Chrissy.
Yep.
Okay, so the next category, number 27.
Final one now. Let's just do one more.
Let's do 27. I think this is
okay. One. Here we go. Okay. It wasn't all bad. Pandemic changes.
Oh God.
So the nominees are working from home, Instacart or Uber Eats. That's one category. Zoom meetings, curbside pickups. Or day of release to streaming.
So movies coming to home just the same time as they do. So let's just go through that again. So working from home, you know, having your food delivered to you, you know, either for shopping or food, Instacart or Uber Eats. Zoom meetings. What was the other one? Curbside pickup or release the video right away.
Okay, I'll fuck day and date release because I still like going to the theater.
I'll do that.
I'll marry picking up like the Instacart, like get your groceries that way.
I hate that. I hate Instacart. I'm married working from home. Working from home is the best.
Working from home.
It's a ripoff, and they do not treat their drivers well.
Right. Well, sorry, I'll switch to I'll marry curbside pickup because I do like that.
I'm fine getting my food.
I'm married working from home.
I mean, I like going in too.
Being your pajamas.
I like working from home. I teach children for a living.
I can mute them when I want to. It's great.
Oh, that's just.
I'll kill Zoom.
The cat pops in. It's wonderful.
Okay, so Danny, you had to figure out the time. What did you want to say?
I would definitely marry working from home because it's actually become a part of life now. I think a lot of jobs are actually working at making their employees work from home partly just to continue keeping that social distance, whether, you know, we're in lockdown or not. So it's just going to become a way of life. So why not just marry?
Save them money.
Okay. So let's vote then. So who wants to F working from home? I'm going to F working from home. Okay. Instacart and Uber, F that. Anybody? Zoom meetings. Okay. Curbside pickups. Okay. Movies being released same day.
So
that one is one to the F. Okay. This is Mary working from home. You know what? I'll join in with you guys. So we'll take that as well. So working from home. Okay. And then, Kill either Instacart and Uber.
I treat your employees like crap.
You know what? Actually, I'll do that as well.
It's a rip-off for everybody involved.
So then let's recap that one. That would mean that, I'm all confused. Day of release streaming at home is we'd F, working from home we'd marry, and Instacart Uber we'd kill. Veronica, let's do just one more. I promise.
Well, I'd like to point out we're on Zoom while we did all that. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't really hate it, can we?
Number 29 is a good one to end with.
Okay, so our last category is the less I know, the better I like you. Musicians who are completely overexposed. And the nominees are The Weeknd, Cardi B, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, or Drake?
Kill Ariana Grande.
Drake. Drake.
Hey, I'm killing Drake.
Yeah. Drake's a creep.
Mary Taylor.
I just think he's like, he thinks he's way like more important than he actually is.
Yeah. There's that
too. F the Weeknd.
F the Weeknd. I like
Weeknd had some good stuff. I don't like the Weeknd. And you know what? In the grand scheme of things, he's kind of.
He's not too over. He's not too overexposed.
Yeah.
I hated the Super Bowl halftime show.
But he's also like grooming Millie Bobby Brown. Leave her alone. She's a baby.
Oh, Drake. Yeah. Fuck that.
Not necessarily grooming her.
But we're all talking about who we'd F and marry. I mean, who F and kill, but who are we going to marry in that?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Megan, I think we have to go with Ariana on this one because she's bringing more younger generations to theater.
Yeah, I'm with Kyle on that.
Okay, Ariana. So then let's vote. So who wants to F the Weeknd? Okay, well, that was pretty unanimous. So the Weeknd won that one. Who wants to marry Cardi B? Anybody? Good choice. Ariana Grande. Okay, we got two for the Ariana. Taylor Swift. Okay.
He's holding his CD.
He's holding signed CD.
Autographed.
Taylor Swift's going to win that one.
Oh, you Swifties.
And kill. Your choices are Cardi B. Cardi B, anybody? Ariana Grande.
I'm over her.
Is he the one that licked the donuts?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That was ancient history.
Yeah.
And Drake would be
that guy.
Kill Drake.
Drake wins. Creep. So our final category, the winners of this category are to F, it'd be the Weeknd. To marry would be Taylor Swift, and to kill would be Drake. And again, to just a final note, we just meant
kill. Oh, hate Megan.
That's right. Though I will admit, I originally seen him on the grassy, and I was really disappointed when he wasn't actually in a wheelchair. So
that's our awards. And,
whatever and, it takes. He knows he can make it.
Thanks to all the winners.
Yeah. So, and again, before we go, I will read the legal note one last time. We here at TMI Daily are not endorsing the killing of any individual. When we said kill during this broadcast, we meant cancel. So that is our show.
Except for wildfires.
if we could kill wildfires, we would. But I think that's a pretty agreeable decision.
So that is our show for tonight. Thank you everybody for joining us. Megan, Kyle, thank you as always. You guys are always so much fun to have on. And we are actually off all of next week. We will be back here again Monday, April 25th at 6 p.m.
For our Oscars recap.
We're going to recap the Oscars.
Our Oscars recap, yes.
That's right.
So until then, stay safe. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Take a little time to.